is on the Hill talking about guns and Operations Fast and Furious. John Corzine, the former governor of New Jersey and senator as well. Plus, oh yeah, the bonus baby is he was the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Really Sachs, but they're like slacks. And the CEO of Monetary Fund that tanked eighth largest bankruptcy in our country's history. He just doesn't know where the money went. He resigned in November right after that whole bankruptcy thing went down. It was just so chaotic. He's in the middle of a lawsuit, so he's going to have to figure out how he might have to write a very big check. Well, we have some of the answers here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This should be a great hour, jam-packed with a couple of things. A lot of stuff happening in the flyover states and beyond. I like to think that the show is about the buzz in your backyard. And a quick reminder, if you want to win some cool prizes right before Christmas, I don't care what you do with the prizes, you can re-gift them. If you win, nail the score in our third hour. We randomly picked the game of the week in the NFL. Easy to talk after five cups of coffee. And all you have to do is call in, tell us who you think's going to win. Give us a numerical guess. You might be a winner. This certainly wasn't a winning situation. Fortunately, it was nothing like what happened on the campus of Virginia Tech in 07 when Sun Wee Cho decided to go ballistic on that campus and took the lives of 30-plus people. It was an awful, awful day. I can remember being on the air that night and days afterwards and talking to lots of people, students and others connected to Virginia Tech. And it was very, very painful, gut-wrenching to hear the stories, how sad, of what had happened, of some people who narrowly escaped the bullets and others who were hit and watched as people were killed right before their eyes. All right, so what happened this time around? What happened was an officer was killed by a lone gunman, it looks like, at the campus. He decided to go crazy at a campus parking lot, ultimately is where he killed himself after he had shot the cop. But you could hear the bullets ringing out, the sound of that. So immediately the alarm bells went off and the kids were text people on the campus, teachers, faculty, everybody connected to Virginia Tech. Three warnings to stay out, lock down on the schools nearby. The Virginia Tech police officer was Derek Krause, 39 years old. He was shot and killed. And I guess what happened is this gunman was heading toward the parking lot, apparently, and maybe he lost, you know, went ballistic, lost his temper. Who knows? You're trying to get into the mind of somebody who then chickened out and killed himself. But it was noon, and it was during a traffic stop at the Coliseum parking lot near McComas Hall. There's a huge gymnasium on this campus, so it was right there, right near there. Somebody saw that there was a third person who approached Krause, and then he fired a weapon, ran from the scene, and they don't think that he was involved in the, they're not even sure. They don't think he was involved in the traffic stop or related, so there was some confusion there. They also said that he ran on foot toward the parking lot where a second victim was found, you know, ultimately dead. So they're investigating what could have possibly been the motive, what happened here, you know, who, what, where, when, why. They know the where on the campus, near the campus, and they know what the response was. So in terms of communication with the outlying areas, the community, and on that campus, I would give them an A+ because immediately the messages went out. People knew what to do, as they've been told many, 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 many times, to look and watch for things and look for the warnings. Even the bus services at Blacksburg suspended until that alert was lifted. The gunshots were heard on the campus, or they thought they heard them on the campus anyway. So it immediately sent everybody into action with a plan that they had practiced. So bravo on that account. Terrible with the police officer being killed, a father of five, a former army vet, and here's what happens. I mean, wow. I think when this went down, I had my back turned toward the TV, and I had just seen I just heard somebody saying, oh, it was awful, and it reminded me of the nightmare that had happened before, and it was like chills went up my spine, because immediately I knew, and I turned around and then had seen the map and the campus and all that stuff. So here was the reaction from one student who said she saw the victim's face, and then also a reaction about the system itself from Charles Steger working.
I see his face, and he was covered in blood. I don't know if the blood was coming from his head or his face exactly. And then they immediately started reviving him. As soon as I saw his face, I just started crying, because obviously, if you get shot in the head or the face, it's not going to be good. And then when the other officers started yelling his name to try and get him to, wake up or gain consciousness, that's when it, really hit me.
All the systems and the things that we had planned to do worked extremely well.
Yeah, unfortunate that it happened. Great that the students stayed inside and got the word as fast as possible, because everybody that is still associated with that campus remembers April 16th. Like I remember it was yesterday in 07, Sun Wee Cho, what happened there, the senior English major who killed 32 students and faculty members before he ended up killing himself in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. So to be there again, not good. But you cannot live in a bubble. You cannot 100% secure an open university. This is why an argument was made by a guy who's running for president now, the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, that on the campus you should be able to carry a gun. And it all started with what happened in Virginia Tech and subsequently some other campus shootings. And Rick Perry pushed for that so that on the campuses in Texas, the students, if they chose to get the permit, they would be able to do that. Of course, that's not happened, but there have been discussions in other places as well as to doing that in Israel and other countries. Israel is a good example of that. In the classrooms, professors have guns in their desks. And immediately, if something were to happen in the classroom or somebody approached the classroom, they would be able to respond in kind, let's say. All right, coming up on the flip side, the story of the former Gov senator and CEO of Goldman Sachs and then MF Global Fund, who stood in front of Congress, took the oath, and said he had no idea what happened to the money. It was just chaotic because we had to file for bankruptcy. I don't know what to tell those farmers and those ranchers and all those people who invested. I mean, we got beat because we were betting on Europe turning things around. Come on. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
So check it out. For the first time in more than 100 years, Congress subpoenaed a former senator to testify. It was this ex-MF Global Holding CEO that I was just talking about, giving you his resume, John Corzine. And Corzine defended his stay at MF Global. And he said, look, there was large quarterly losses caused by the people before him. The ratings agencies responded to the losses. They downgraded the credit rating. That panicked investors and trading people. And they made, he says, he made high stakes bets only after discussing it with company, the rest of the company who traded European debt before he got there. I mean, so that's great. So he's feeling pressured. He supposedly is this great financial guy. And he says, oh, man, we got to do something really risky. Europe is falling apart. Let's bet on Europe. Let's take all this money from these people who have dumped their life savings into it. And let's roll the dice on Europe because they're going to turn it around, don't you think? Oh. And this is the part I really love. I wrote about this on my website, americatonight.net. The part I love is this, is Corzine, who definitely looked lost in the sauce, needed extra time to try to figure out what he was going to say, I guess. Although he could have said, I take the fifth, so he did talk. But he's saying, oh, I accept responsibility for the risky bets. And, you know, geez, all the money that was lost weighs on my mind every day, every hour. You think that's true? Every day, every hour? 1.2 billion missing client money from this fledgling investment firm that ended up going bankrupt. The whole idea that, oh, it was just so chaotic, the frenzy of transactions. Even though my whole background is in finance, I was just astounded at what was going on. I was like, a deer in the headlights. I had no idea. Paper everywhere. I mean, come on. He wouldn't answer some questions, right? He was definitely, he resigned from MF Global. He's part of now this lawsuit, this class action suit. And I hope they just nail him to the wall and the rest of his cronies that are involved in this. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work. I took over this position. I didn't realize what my predecessors had done. And I made these lame bets. Give me a break. All right, if you want to weigh in, 800-259-5791, Virginia Tech, or, you know, you think in light of here we go again, somebody strolling out of nowhere, there's a crazy thing with somebody being pulled over, and then poof, you blow away a cop, then take his own life in the parking lot, odd stuff going on. But if somebody has a gun, now in this situation, of course, different, but if somebody has a gun on that campus, in and around what's going on, what are the chances that maybe they can help the cop, or what are the chances that they're able to get this guy on their own? Just thinking out loud. Al in Canada, hello.
Hello?
Hello, is this hello? Al? This is Tomas.
Hi, Kate, can you hear me?
Oh, I got Al. I thought it was okay. Tomas. Al, Tomas, who was it? Al, I got you. What's up, Al?
Okay, well, I guess as long as we know that you're Kate, that's the main thing. Anyways, Kate, I got another example of how stupid, how dumb liberals and socialists are that run Canadian NPR. Newt Gingrich's sister, a lady named Candace Gingrich, well, she put, this is how, they're nitpicking, Gingrich over here. Newt Gingrich is so stupid that he doesn't even know how to pronounce his last name. Candace Gingrich Jones, I think that's her name, isn't it?
His sister's name is Candace, sister. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She pronounces her last name Gingrich, with a K, not a Rich. Rick, not Rich. And she was saying that that's the proper German pronunciation because I guess they're Pennsylvania Germans originally, and Newt just let everybody call it Gingrich. But they're campaigning, they're attacking Newt Gingrich, and I don't think Gingrich can win the White House. Do you?
I don't think he can win the White House, no. But as I say that, his popularity keeps rising, but he still needs a lot of allies around him in the party, and they're really pushing for Mitt Romney.
Yeah, but these liberals and socialists that run our Canadian NPR, we call it the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, but it's basically Canadian NPR and Canadian PBS. But if they make sure that Newt Gingrich doesn't win the nomination and Mitt Romney wins, then I think Romney has a better chance of defeating Obama. And so they're attacking Gingrich, which is actually good for the Republican Party. That's how dumb liberals and socialists are. And, you know, this Candace Gingrich Jones is gay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and she was saying that Gingrich is dumb because he doesn't know how to pronounce it. Well, she should learn that the name Candace is actually an Italian name, and it's pronounced Candace. So she's not even pronouncing her own first name right. So I'm just kidding. But also, I just found out that the Federal Reserve in 2008 was Alan Greenspan the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, or the current chairman is Bernanke, right?
Bernanke was at the time. He was
okay.
In 2008.
Well, I just heard that the Federal Reserve Board gave $10 million, quote-unquote gave, well, I loaned at zero, basically loaned it at almost 0% interest to my bank, the Bank of Nova Scotia. Have you ever heard of the Bank of Nova Scotia?
No, I have not heard of the Bank of Nova Scotia.
The Bank of Nova Scotia. I've been dealing with them since the earth cooled. That's my bank. And I just heard that the Federal Reserve Board in Washington, D.C., gave $10 million. Why on earth would the Federal Reserve Board give $10 million to my bank? Well, they got to pay it back, but they're paying it back at decimal 0.00001% interest. So it's basically just loaning it them for free. Why would the Federal Reserve Board give money to a Canadian bank?
Hey, I agree with you. They didn't just give it to Canadian banks. They gave it to others in Europe, and that's the problem. We have no idea where the money is flying around because there's no transparency with the Federal Reserve. And then all of a sudden stuff like that will come out. And the reason why they do that, Al, is because they're looking for favors. Hey, we're going to help the Canadians. We're going to help Europe. We're part of that whole banking system, part of the central banks. It's that whole globalization theory. And it's true, though, because the money's wrapped into it, and it is startling that they would do that, yes.
Because the Bank of Nova Scotia paid back their Federal Reserve Board. The money's been paid back, but I don't know. I guess, you know, guys like me that don't know squats about finances like you, we think it's kind of crazy that banks spend a lot of time borrowing money themselves, don't they?
They do. And then here's what happens. Remember 2008, the thing that's so infuriating is Henry Paulson, who was the Secretary of the Treasury, got the banks together that were in trouble and the others that were still okay and said, you're all taking money. Here's what we're going to do. And then the banks, in turn, wouldn't loan the money out. And then you have the Federal Reserve, of course, as you just mentioned, giving money to other banks. Well, what's going on? Are we chopped liver? Giving money out to all these other banks, all these other people, and yet you can't get a loan, and we're floating around here lost in the sauce as the middle class. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess the next time I go into my bank and try to borrow $1,000, I'll say, you borrowed $10 million from the Federal Reserve Board, and you won't lend me $1,000?
Try that line. I want to see if that works. Have a great weekend. Yeah, it's very strange. You know, we just had my pal Saul Album and I used to work on a financial show together, and Saul is in Oslo, Norway, and Saul comes on with us maybe twice a month, and we talked about this. We talked about what's happened in Europe. We've talked about what's happened in other countries, where we're headed, the direction, and how, how there is no transparency with the Federal Reserve, which is one of the things that Ron Paul has always talked about and been pushed aside. And, of course, he's been pushed aside because anybody connected with what's happening in the monetary system, they don't want to sound the alarm bells. They don't want to wake up the sleeping giant where everybody questions, well, wait, what's the deal with this Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve chairman meeting in the secret chamber and deciding who's going to do what, and then occasionally showing up on the Hill to talk about quantitative easing. Let's print more money. That's what we're going to do, and talk about inflation and what's happening with the economy. And yet the guy is the man of the year one year, and that was right after the financial crisis. And some people in financial circles on Wall Street just love Bernanke. Talk about how brilliant he is. I think he might be brilliant because he knows how to play the shell game better than anybody else right now. 800-259-5791. We're taking some more on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Says, Kate, you are dead wrong on the tree situation. I'm all about fake, sister. So much cheaper, and you can keep on reusing the thing. Who wants to pay $60, $75, even $125 for a Christmas tree? That would eat up the bonus that we don't get. Maybe you're part of the 1%, but I'm part of the 99%. Wow, another vote for an artificial tree from China. Listen, if you get a tree from a Christmas farm, you're supporting the Made in America theory, right? Made in America. I talked to the guy where I got my tree from Michigan. He told me about how they replenished the trees and how many acres they had, and hauling the trees, where they were selling them, what kinds of trees they grow. So, bah humbug, Elizabeth. But if you want to weigh in on fake or real when we're talking about Christmas trees, you can do that, americatonight.net. Let's see here. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple of things, but... Can just hold, oh, doggone it. You know what? Just a second. Rebecca, can you know where I put that $1.2 billion? It's around here somewhere. I always lose that. You know, oh, there it is. Don't laugh now. I know you lose $1 billion too. It happens to everybody, Kate. You know?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, he must think that we're just all fools. And unfortunately, the people that he ripped off were duped.
Well, but why is he not in jail? I mean, you know how many brothers are in jail right now going, dude, I just, you know, misplaced in a situation, supposedly, you know, 15 grand, and I'm in jail. This dude, you know, you know, 1.2 billion, that's $1,000 million bills plus. Unbelievable.
I agree. It's unbelievable. And here, you know what the common thread is? I told you, he was the CEO for Goldman Sachs. You know who else worked for Goldman Sachs? Hank Paulson, Timothy Geithner, who's our Secretary of the Treasury. I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, talk about a boys club. they learn from the masters.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to talk about why the government just does not work for Democrats or nobody. But more importantly, this whole green tree thing that you got on, I look at your video, okay, your streaming video, I don't see mistletoe. So, girl, if you're going to call green tree, you need to hang the mistletoe up so that you are, you know, walking the walk. And you need to see the husband go over there and give you a little peck on the cheek there, you know?
All right, we'll get that mistletoe going just for you.
Now, look, so the guy's not in jail, and we got now, it's blowing my mind, now we got the Democrats trying to cut taxes, and Republicans don't want them to do it. When before it was the Republicans who wanted to cut taxes and the Democrats, you see, I've heard, I used to say, let's have a third party. But these two political parties, Kate, are like two tumors in the body politic, and to ask for another one would be like saying, you know, if I could just get one more tumor, I'd be feeling much better. remember George Washington said in his farewell address, he said, stay away from political parties. Can you imagine? He must have had a time machine. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say, Kate. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
As always, thanks, Tomas. Yeah. See, this is why from day one I was pushing for that third party, because the wheels are so off. We could go in a million directions and talk about the things that are wrong, the things that have happened. But the problem is you've got to, at some point, crack open this gridlock. Bruce in Minnesota, hello.
Do you know what Ben Bernanke's middle name is?
What's his name?
His middle name.
His middle name. What's his middle name?
Shalom. I was wondering, that's like a Jewish greeting.
Oh, I know. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. No. But so, unfortunately, Shalom is not what he's practicing, I don't think. But go ahead. What do you want to talk about, Bruce? What's going on with the monetary stuff, Corazon and stuff?
Yeah, well, I was also wondering, like, you were mentioning someone that talks, a friend that you have in Norway or something. What was his name?
Saul Album.
Is he a Norwegian or?
No, he's an American who married a Norwegian woman, so he's living in Oslo right now, and he's a guy who had an investment firm, you know, did the whole Series 7 thing, and he and I used to work in an investment company, and he's very good when it comes to the overall picture and breaking things down. So he comes on twice a month with us.
Yeah, because I saw a video. It's a Jewish woman who's in Sweden, and she holds these seminars on how she's an American Jewish woman, moved to Sweden, and she holds these seminars teaching Swedish people about multiculturalism and how Sweden can no longer be a white country. They must change, you know, and have lots of people from other countries. She's teaching that to the Swedish people, an American Jewish woman. There's just something that bugs me about that. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
That she's trying to, I don't know, that she's trying to get them to expand. But, you know, but that's all about who's living in Sweden. Sweden is an expensive place to live. Listen, if you go to Sweden and you marry somebody who's Swedish, the education is free. There are other opportunities. There's no gender recognition as far as men and women, everybody's considered equal, or they at least proclaim that. But it's a whole different ball of wax in the way they live compared to the capitalism and the democracy that we have in the United States. I mean, a completely different form of government and philosophies. They've got a king. So, yeah. And it is, you know, it is a people who are, who stay there, who grow up there, who come back there. And I guess, I don't know. I don't know who this woman is. I'd have to see, but it's interesting that that bugs you.
Find the video. If you go to YouTube, the title of the video is How Zionists Divide and Conquer.
I will. I'll look that up. We've got listeners in Sweden. We'll have to ask Christina about that. She just sent us an email the other day. Thanks for the call. We'll check on that. That's kind of interesting. But the only reason I threw out the Norway thing is because that's where Saul happens to be, and he'll mix in what it's like to live there, their form of government, and also how crazy expensive everything is in Norway. But see, education is for free, healthcare is for free. But then he's talked about healthcare and how you have to wait for doctors, you get sent in lots of different places. So it's not the land of milk and honey necessarily in some aspects. I guess if you're were making really, really super good money. And then, as Saul has said, when we talk about healthcare, because that's one of the things that, of course, we're concerned about here in the United States, and we have the Supreme Court looking at the individual mandate, the part about having that money still does apply to the Norwegians, because, yes, you can get healthcare, but if you pay for healthcare, if you pay something into it, you can get better health care. See, that's what people don't tell you about when they talk about other places in the world where you can go to a doctor and you're not paying, and it's part of, I mean, it's part of living there. It's part of the deal. It's like Canadian health care. And many Canadians, Al being one of them, Sam in Montreal, have called to tell us how tough it is often to get some of the simplest procedures done because you get put on a list and you have to wait for a bed. If it's something where you have to stay overnight or for a couple of nights or, you know, whatever. All right, coming up on America Tonight, like I said, we're going to definitely check the mailbag. We're going to wait till our next segment. The Corazine thing is interesting because it's the eighth biggest collapse bankruptcy-wise. And the fact that I don't think the former governor of New Jersey did himself much good when he made statements that it was just chaotic and there was a frenzy and there were so many, 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 many transactions than typically happen, and I have no idea where the money went. $1.2 billion, I have no idea. It's just not sellable. I don't know what he was – how could he not know, a guy who has been in the middle of the financial world his entire life, arguing that he got – a bag of crap, basically, when he walked into the job as the CEO, because it was doomed from the beginning. There was too many bad decisions. And then at the same breath, you know, he says he accepts the responsibility. He's upset every second of his life by what happened to the people. And here he is testifying, and it's, you know, all I think I would hear if I had invested in his fund would be wah, 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 wah. And, of course, the people that have been jammed up by this have banded together in the class action suit, as they should have, because I think they're going to have a leg to stand on here. They're going to go back. They're going to look at timelines. You think of those small business owners. You think of the farmers, the ranchers, all those kind of people who are missing money deposited with that firm. They deposited money, and it's gone. I think that what's going to happen is they are, like I said before, going to have to write a very big check, if there's justice in this world anyway.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great tail end of the week. I always say this, but if not, who cares? It's in the rearview mirror because you're headed into the weekend. Another weekend of football. Yep, NFL style. We'll see what happens because there's a couple of teams on the bubble that could be knocked out of the potential playoff spot, and others have a chance to clinch a playoff spot. We're right in that time of year where that starts to happen. Don't forget, Nail the Score coming up in our next hour, your chance to win bragging rights and great prizes right before Christmas. I'd love to see someone nail the score. One of the games will probably be chosen as the game of the week. All you have to do is say who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. Coming up, we're going to check our mailbag as promised. A lot of people weighing in on the whole Christmas tree debate, artificial or real, and also about Newt Gingrich and what's going on with the Republicans and who's showing up for Donald Trump's debate. So far, everybody's turning him down. Rick Perry turned him down. Michelle Bachmann turned him down. Mitt Romney turned him down. It's looking like Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. Ricky in Texas, hello.
Hi. Hi,
hey.
Mr. Delaney.
Hey.
Good show.
Thanks.
Informative.
Thanks.
I'm a chemistry major. I graduated with a chemistry degree, but I remember years University of Texas staff. I had a professor. I took a philosophy class once for an elective, and he asked a question, and I feel that once in a while I ask this question, especially around the holidays, and I feel that a lot of the issues and problems we have in this world, because I remember the responses that we got from students, and since it was a philosophy class, the question was, do you remember when Jesus himself was tortured and killed and crucified, and and he was just really beaten up and killed, and that how his, even the Jewish people wanted him crucified and killed. And the question was, why even nobody showed any mercy? Why even his own people wanted him dead, you know? And the responses were so great, and I think that with your show, a lot of the questions that you asked, I remember some of the responses that they were directly related with human nature, how people really are. So, you know, once in a while, throw if you can, throw that question out to some of your abstract and deep thought thinkers that you get, and see what kind of answers you get. I mean, it's a question where you really want to think about it. But that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it's interesting, the question that you brought up. There are questions like that around Christmas, where you start to weigh, you know, the crucifixion and compare the crucifixion to other things, etc. And I think that's what you're getting at, and especially talking about the background, the philosophy background, and questioning the students and how fascinating it was to get the answers back. This is a pretty smart audience, and you know, they'll take all kinds of bait, and I'm always blown away by what we get, certainly in our mailbag too, and we're going to head there right now without further ado. Thanks, Ricky, for the call. Call us again. We're flying down the hall, and we're in the mailroom.
The mail is here!
Ooh! Thank you, Homer. All right, here we go. This one from Howard, who says, Kate, shocking what happened at Virginia Tech again. Whether it was a police officer who was killed and then the gunman killed himself, it was on campus, and you can imagine the panic that automatically runs through the system there. That's a pretty big, sprawling campus if you've ever been there. I have been there. And it was horrible what happened in 2007. It does bring up the question, would you really want professors to be armed? I heard you talking about that before. And initially I say, yes, why not? If they know how to use a weapon and they're proficient, why not have them armed in case something should happen like what happened in 2007? Although this story on Thursday was much different because it was contained, and some people saw the man getting shot, saw the cop being shot, saw the shooter run on foot. But this is different than the gunman who was a student who went in, who had tons of bullets and was taking out people right and left. You know, the good news is that the campus was prepared. They already had a system in place, so they knew how to text everybody through, hit them up on the internet, whatever. They put out a text. They stopped people. They blocked some areas quickly, just immediately, as soon as they could. But the question of the gun on campus is an intriguing one. At an institution of higher learning, you know, like Ricky was talking about, actually doing surveys with students, throwing out a philosophical question. And that's the kind of things that you should be focused on in school. The excitement of learning, of going deeper, of the different classes, the courses, the angles, what you're doing, what you're there for, instead of, do I need to protect myself in case somebody decides to open fire? But I guess that's, it's a new reality, so you can't completely duck it. And Israel, I understand why the professors would have guns. You think of what the people live with in Israel, and there have been random bombs, and there have been things that have happened in Tel Aviv and surrounding areas. And it's a different philosophy there, because everybody automatically, man or woman, unless there's a physical reason why they can't, they serve in the military for a couple of years. They could go on to be a doctor. They could go on to be a farmer, a housewife, a professor, whatever. But they all serve. So the way the people in Israel think is completely different than the way most Americans think. I believe in Texas, since you have concealed and carry anyway, if you had people who were proficient and they had that permit, I don't know, I think that I would look at the possibilities. It's one of the few things that I agree with Rick Perry on. Not that all the students would be armed, but that if you had professors at least, but he thinks everyone that can should be armed. The professors, if they have the permit, then I would say I think that they should be able to do that. Of course, I don't believe, as this leaves my lips, that that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Karen Kay, who says, "Hello, America. Tonight I've been listening to the show. Pretty interesting, talking about a lot of politics, mixing in things about the polls and numbers, and bravo that you're heading to New Hampshire. Can't wait to hear that coverage of what comes out of the Republican primary, the very first one. But my question is really about this nonsense with John Corzine and how he can get away with what he's gotten away with. Why aren't they trying to prosecute him? Why isn't the FBI or somebody else taking him down? This guy gets instant immunity, and it's because of his cronies on the Hill." Yeah, you do question that, because he bails right after the whole bankruptcy thing happens. He says this is eating him alive, blah, blah, blah. You look at the background that he had, and he had tons of money, has tons of money. He buys his way into the Senate, into the governorship, because he was able to just run on all of his dough. And hey, the people in New Jersey voted him in. And then ultimately, that was his background. His whole background, how he amassed his fortune, was through financial dealings. He was even the CEO, as I mentioned before, of Goldman Sachs. And there are a lot of ex-Goldman Sachs types in Washington in positions of power. So, of course, you question why. How did they get away with this, saying comments like, "I had no idea where the money was"? You know, what's interesting about Wall Street, too, and this story came out a couple of days ago in Real Clear Politics, the fact that Barack Obama took money from Wall Street. Well, we knew that, but Goldman Sachs was the number one contributor for Barack Obama for the Democrats for the 2008 election. Jeez, go figure.